one New Year's resolution?
Be happy and rich.
Oh my God, you'll never make it.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, I made a resolution that I'm going to get married this year. Period. Whatever it takes.
Eat more junk food.
My resolution is to keep my house clean every day of the year.
I just want my marriage to go better than anybody else's in the world.
Quit smoking.
I don't have a light, I'm sorry.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
I don't know what resolution is.
A New Year's resolution? Peace on earth.
I would like to be discovered in Hollywood by a famous producer and star in a Steven Spielberg film and just go to Hollywood and become massively rich.
Do you have a New Year's resolution, ma'am?
Yeah, lose weight, stop smoking, same ones.
Move back to Minnesota.
My New Year's resolution is to start wearing socks that match.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
I sure do. I want to... I don't know, really.
Yeah, to keep my grades up in school.
Fall in love.
More money, more everything.
Thanks.
It came from a guy with no hair at all. More hair, I'd say.
To clean my room.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna eat more fish.
My New Year's resolution is to be totally skinny, move to Hawaii, and marry Tom Selleck.
What's your New Year's resolution?
I'm gonna finish this hamburger.
That I meet Rick Springfield by next year.
Yeah, peace on earth and kindness toward each other. Lose about 20 pounds.
Make more money.
Yeah, to have this baby as soon as I can.
Yeah, I'm going to try and clean up my language when I get mad.
Yes, not to talk to strange people with microphones.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
Yes, and I also have a Cocker Spaniel.
Quit smoke indefinitely.
Make straight A's in school.
Rather than eating junk food like candy and popcorn and chocolate, I'm going to give all that up and start eating cakes and pies and fruit.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
Peace on earth, goodwill towards men, and it'd be nice to see an end to all wars.
He took a flight. The moon was shining bright. Ring out the bells. Oh, St. Nick was riding through the sky.
You should have seen those reindeer fly. Ring out the bells. It's the holiday season. Ring out the bells. It's a happy time. Ring out the bells. We've got a good reason to ring the bells and hear the pretty bells chime. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, Christmas jingle bells.
it on my finger, and I touch the side of my nose, and it shrinks Santa down to the small sides, and then down the chimney I go.
Wow!
Christmas and then some. We'll return after this.
Whatever happened to Christmas? It's gone and left no traces. Whatever happened to the faces all aglow? Whatever happened to Christmas? Christmas way of living. Whatever happened to the giving, the magic in the snow? Remember the sights and the smells and the sounds, and remember the cheery call. Happened to it all. Whatever happened to Christmas? The bells in the streets are ringing. Whatever happened to the singing? The songs we used to know. Whatever happened to Christmas? When it disappeared from view, where was I? And whatever happened to
giggles from children stay in a place.
might say old Santa has gained some weight. Mama's baking in the kitchen, Daddy's chopping firewood, raisin cookies, I'm still snitching, Christmas is good. Reaching out to help a neighbor, that's the way it always was. We knew Jesus as our Savior. Christmas at our house still does. Christmas at our house is love.
The spirit of Christmas.
What do you do to help?
Help with the new baby.
And would you trade the new baby for a reindeer?
Yeah.
You would? My God.
Department store Santa.
And have a Merry Christmas, won't you?
Tony Zucca.
My gosh.
What does it take to be a Santa Claus?
A lot of patience. And another thing, you do have to love children. If you didn't, there would be no use in doing this. Basically, the rewards, I think, from doing this is a smile, the sparkle in the children's eye, and just the love that they generate back. I have to tell you, this would be about 6 years ago. I had a little boy on my knee, and he wasn't responding. And so finally, I says to him, I says, by golly, isn't there something that Santa can do to make you happy? And he looked up at me, tears in his eyes, and he said, yes, Santa, bring my brother back. And I knew I had stepped one step too far. But, you know, what can I do? I mean, I said it. And so I says to him, Santa can't do that. But, you know, I don't think your brother would want you to go on not living and having fun and being good and doing things like that. And so the only thing Santa can say is, by golly, remember the fun times and when you and your brother played together and had fun and how much you loved him and he loved you, and just always be good for him. And he gave me a kiss on the cheek and said thanks and left. Okay, about 30 minutes later, he comes down the mall, just skipping, and then what really got me is when Mother came across the aisle, right in front of everybody, right up in front, and she looked me in the eye, and she said, I don't know who you are. I don't know how to say thanks enough, but he hadn't uttered one word since we buried his brother 2 days ago. That makes the day.
The spirit of Christmas.
Hello there!
Hi, honey.
Oh, Christmas treasure. Ba la 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 la. With boughs of holly, 'tis the season to be jolly. Bring a torch, Jeanette Isabella. Bring a torch to the cradle run. This is Jesus, good folk of the village. Christ is born, and Mary calls you. Ah, ah, lovely is the mother. Ah, ah, lovely is the child. It is wrong when the babe is sleeping. It is wrong to cry so loud. Quiet now as she near the cradle. Not a sound, his dreams disturbing. Hush, hush, see him so gently sleeping. Hush, hush, smiling he sleeps and dreams.
And then some will be right back after these commercials. Oh no, not more commercials.
Snowflakes falling down, and then I had a feeling. Someone said to me, why don't you go home to to your little boy. So I made up my mind. Go on and tell your ma, son, I was calling and I'll be with you tonight.
I'll be home on Christmas Eve. Sing the songs with you we used to know. I'll be home on Christmas Eve. Heaven knows,
heaven knows,
I'm alone and I have to go. Songs with you we used to know.
I'll be home
on Christmas Eve, and
heaven knows
I'm alone and I have to go.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east. Now that scripture seems simple enough, right?
Well, I'm not so sure about it.
Professor Carlos Kaufmanis, astronomer, currently with the University of Minnesota.
Yes, we do refer to them as three wise men, but the only source of information we have about the star and the wise men can be found in the second chapter of Matthew, and Matthew doesn't say a single word about the number of the wise men.
So I asked Professor Kaufmanis, where did three come from?
Where? It's hard to tell. One of the explanations is that according to the message of the gospel, they brought three different kinds of gifts to the newborn child.
Mm-hmm.
That could be one of them. It appears that originally, when Christianity was established almost 2,000 years ago, the early Christians believed that there were 12 wise men. You see, the number 12 was a very important number in those days. A year has 12 months. Jesus had 12 apostles, and they are 12 zodiac signs. And then, as time went on, the number was reduced to 6, and eventually to 3.
Since we can't settle on the number of wise men, can we settle on the fact that it was a star that led them to the Messiah?
Yes, we could settle on that. You see, there are three possibilities regarding the Star of Bethlehem. The first one is that it was a divine phenomenon, which occurred just once, and the star disappeared and has not been seen since. Another explanation is that the Star of Bethlehem was an actual, real, celestial body, an astronomical event, a very impressive, a very beautiful event. The third explanation is that such a star did never exist, that it's simply a creation of imagination on the part of the person who wrote the beautiful Christmas story to envelop the story of the birth of Jesus in a legendary light.
But Professor Kaufmanis believes that the Star of Bethlehem was actually Jupiter and Saturn appearing so close together that they looked like one large star, an astronomical rarity.
Yes, I do believe it was Jupiter and Saturn. The Jewish astrologers referred to Jupiter as the king star, whereas Saturn was called the star of the Messiah.
Ah.
Prophet Amos called it once the star of gods, and an old Jewish saying assures us that God created Saturn with the only idea in mind to shield and to protect the Jewish nation. So you can well imagine how important the two planets were in Jewish astrology. Now, what the Jewish astrologers believed furthermore was that the Messiah would come when the two planets, the king star Jupiter and the Messiah star Saturn, would emerge as the rays of the sun shortly before the sunrise, and at the same time they were supposed to be at a very special part in the sky known as Pisces, or the house of the Hebrews. Then this will indicate the arrival of the Messiah.
How often does this take place where Jupiter and Saturn get this close together?
Roughly once in 7 or 8 centuries.
So a sign of the Messiah could have happened 2 or 3 times since the birth of Jesus.
It has happened twice. You see, the Bible itself does not say that it was a divine phenomenon. The Bible says, we have seen his star. Now, please pay your attention to that word, his. Doesn't it indicate that it was a known object or a known phenomenon? How else could they have known that it was his star, unless it was known in advance what they were looking for?
Okay, Professor, like you say, it was a divine phenomenon or an astrological phenomenon or pure imagination.
Well, there are the three possibilities.
Well, who would know? You're a professor of astronomy at a leading American institution. You've written over 20 textbooks, and you've had award-winning television lectures, and you posed the question, was the sign of the Messiah, the Star of Bethlehem, a divine phenomenon, an astronomical show, or pure imagination? Who would really know that?
Only the good Lord knows it.
Professor, do you celebrate Christmas?
Yes, I do.
With a tree and everything?
Yes, sir.
What do you put at the top of the tree?
Usually a star.
Jupiter and Saturn coming together?
Well, I'm using the stars. I'm an old-fashioned man.
A Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Well, thank you very, very much.
To do the score for Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland.
songwriter Hugh Martin.
And there was a Christmas sequence for which we were asked to write a Christmas song, and no ideas came for a few days. And I began to play around with that melody, and Ralph Blaine, my partner, was working in the other room, and he listened for two or three days while I played around with that melody, and I never could find an ending for it. And he finally couldn't stand it any longer. It was like waiting for the other shoe to drop. He didn't want to bother me about it, but he just loved it. And he came in and said, what became of that little melody that sounded like an English madrigal? And I said, I threw it away. And he said, you what? And I said, I threw it away. There it is over in the wastebasket. And he said, why? And I said, I just couldn't make it work. It started out nice, and it ended up in nothing. It fizzled out. So Ralph, in a very extroverted way, went and grabbed the wastebasket and pulled it out and shoved it in front of me and said, you finished that. It's beautiful, and I have a good feeling about it. So I went back to work on it and worked out the music, and then we began to work on the lyric. And it went through three or four metamorphoses, lyric-wise. The first lyric was completely non-commercial, but it fit the situation perfectly. It went like this. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year we may all be living in the past. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Pop that champagne cork. Next year we may all be living in New York, which is what the story was about. The family was going to move to New York, and the children were heartbroken about it. We presented it to Judy Garland, but Judy didn't want to sing a sad song. She said, if I sing that lyric to that little Margaret O'Brien, she said, the audience is going to hate me. They're going to think I'm a monster making her cry like that. She said, make it a cheerful lyric, and I'll smile through my tears, and the whole thing will be more effective. And I was very stubborn. I didn't want to do it. But finally, I did give in, and we worked out this lyric. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. And then went through still one more metamorphosis when Frank Sinatra wanted to record it, and the name of his album was A Jolly Christmas. And he said, it's so bittersweet, you know, and wistful, that I can't use it in the album unless you make it a little happier. So we did still another lyric and made it even more merry and Christmassy. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow.
The fates allow.
Hang a shining star upon the highest bough.
Hang a shining
and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. And now people sing both lyrics. Some of them sing the Judy Garland one, and some sing the Frank Sinatra one. Of course, it wouldn't have had any life at all as a popular song if Judy Garland hadn't taught me on it. And I'm so glad I gave in.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow.
Christmas.
That's good.
Ken, let me see how you do it.
Okay, now here I go. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's pretty good too.
Christmas and then some. We'll return after this.
Yeah. peace and goodwill the Christ child brings, Noel, 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 and saves all men from evil things. For he of whom the angel sings is Lord of lords and King of kings. Then sing Noel, Noel. Then sing Noel, Noel. So Christian folk put fear aside, Noel, 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 and spread the gospel far and wide. Let joy be great at Christmas time, and God in Christ be magnified. Then sing Noel, Noel. Then sing Noel, Noel.
Christmas is. Christmas was.
Even my dad. Why, he thought Christmas was the best time of the year. We'd get in the living room, all in the living room, and the boys are sitting on the floor, and my dad sitting on a chair. And then we used to listen to Jack Benny. I thought, I want to hear that, and if I didn't get to hear it, I'd cry. There was a few programs I used to like to listen to, but it's been so darn long ago.
Each week at this time from Hollywood Cup.
You gotta have Wheaties for a genuine breakfast of champions.
Starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Well, we're all through, Mary. Gee, it was nice of you to come over and help me trim the tree.
Well, if I didn't, you'd never get it done. Say, Jack, shall I put the snow around the bottom now?
Not yet. I want to see if the lights are working. I'll hold up the bulbs, and when I say ready, you plug it in.
Okay. Ready?
Ready. Pull it out! Pull it out! Pull it out! My goodness.
Oh, Jack, why did you make me shut it off? Those lights were so pretty, especially those two blue ones that kept flashing on and off.
Those were my eyes. I must have been holding on to a bare wire.
Well, it's your own fault. Every time you fool around with electricity, something goes wrong.
It does now. I know plenty about electricity.
Oh, sure. Remember what happened 2 years ago when you fixed your doorbell?
What happened?
I pushed the button and it burned down Crosby's house.
Stop exaggerating. Anyway, hand me that roll of tape. I'll fix this bare wire right now. See, when you see a bare wire, you just tape it up like this. And that way it's insulated against outside elements. There, that ought to be enough tape. All right, Mary, plug it in.
Okay.
Pull it out! Pull it out! For heaven's sake.
What happened, Jack?
I taped my finger to the wire. That's what happened.
Oh, gee. And that time it is even prettier than before.
What do you mean?
Your nose lit up, too.
It did not. Now hand me one of those.
Oh, Mr. Benny!
Oh, Rochester, will you please take these Christmas tree lights and fix them?
Fix them?
Yes.
I ain't fooling around with electricity.
Now, Rochester, please fix these lights, will you?
Okay. Let's see. Now, in electricity, there's the electrons and the electrodes. Then there's the positive and the negative. But I ain't positive which one is negative.
Rochester, I'm not interested in the scientific details.
Jack, you better pick up those lights off the floor before somebody steps on them.
Oh, yes. Now, where can I put them? Here, I'll put these lights up here on the chair. This chair right here. Well, Mary, we got all the packages under the tree. It looks nice, doesn't it?
It sure does. Jack, if you're not going to use the Christmas tree lights, let's put on the candy canes.
Okay, here's the box, and you can... Hey, wait a minute. I had 12 candy canes, and now there are only 11. Where's the other one?
Don't look at me.
I'm not looking at you. I'm asking you.
All right, I ate it. Here's 10 cents.
Smarty.
Well, Jack, I guess that does it. Tree's all finished.
Yeah. Gee, it looks swell. I'm kind of tired. I think I'll sit down for a minute and smoke a cigarette. Mary, have you got a match?
No.
Oh, well.
Oh, say, boss.
What is it, Rochester?
Are your socks dry yet?
My socks? I think so.
Well, people will be here soon. You better take them off the tree.
Oh, that's right. You take them off, will you, Rochester? I'm tired. I want to sit here a while.
Yes, sir. Say, this tree looks all nice, but it's kind of dark. Oh, no wonder the lights aren't plugged in. I'll fix that.
Pull it out! Pull it out! Pull it out!
For heaven's sake.
Well, what's the matter, Jack?
I was sitting on the wire. As long as you're here, Rochester, give me a match.
You don't need it now. Your cigarette is lit. Merry Christmas to everyone, everywhere.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas and then some. We'll return after this.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. It's the season to be jolly and be thankful. Up in anticipation. the streets there's children laughing. People smile as they are passing. Christmas time is here. Our waiting is done. Wishing it could last forever. Not just 12 days in December. Through the year, let's try to remember that special way that everyone feels. It's the magic of Christmas Day. Oh, and God bless us, everyone, the good and the bad, the happy, the sad. Oh, and God
city. Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you'll hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Christmas, a time to believe in things you can't see.
Have you guys ever seen Santa's reindeer fly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fly. The reindeer.
Yeah.
They can't fly.
Yes, they do. I've seen them.
No way, Jose.
They all land on top of the roof so Santa can go down the chimney.
Ah. He slides down the chimney.
I know
like,
why he has.
Like the big bad wolf and the little pigs. He has a ladder in his sleigh so we can get down the chimney or else he'll just roll down the chimney.
Well, tell me, what does Santa Claus look like?
He has a white
white mustache, he has a white beard, uh-huh. and he has a white hat. He has a great big beard. Yep, he does. And he says, ho, 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 huh? Well, he's red, he has a red tail, and he has a red chest with a belly like full of jelly. And he says, ho, 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 huh?
Well, he's fat.
He's fat?
Uh-huh. Like my mom. He looks like a big fat man with a long white beard. No kidding.
How do you know?
Because I felt it.
You felt it?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see.
What do you mean?
I'm blind.
We talk to Santa Claus, that's how we see him. But I have to feel him.
Oh.
And he wears red pants and a
Christmas,
red shirt.
A time to believe in things you can't see.
Lord and Taylor. Ann Taylor. Ann Klein, Calvin Klein, Kmart, Kodak, cotton, polyester, budget stretcher, store wide, half off. Mr. Coffee, Mrs. B, E, T, P, C, G, E, G, I, Joe, T, J, Max, Betamax, Pentax, Woofer, Tweeter, Quartz Heater. Tyco, Tonka, Yoda, Dolby, Barbie, Garfield, Smurf Dolls, Shopping Malls, Racquetballs, Bouncing Checks, Turtlenecks, Memorex, Magnavox, Ties and Socks. Jean Tou, Jeanette, Fabergé, Automatic Layaway. Digital, special, rechargeable, portable, waterproof, ovenproof, shockproof, 90-proof, down-the-hatch, dollar batch, doesn't match, cabbage patch, out-of-stock, beat-the-clock, helder-skelter, Alka-Seltzer, English leather, British sterling, sterling silver, Lady Schick, sure stick, non-stick, water-pick, Pac-Man, Spider-Man, Ashevitz, Shreve, Crump, low-watt, crock-pot, sale, save, now, new, cashew, gift, wrap, shop, lift, plastic trees, two IDs, JVCs, VCRs, all sales final, simulated wood grain vinyl, freshness dated, pre-faded, efficiency rated, gold-plated. One step, two cycle, three speed, four ply, Saks Fifth Ave, Seagram 7, 8-track, 10-speed, 12-cup, 14-carat, 40-channel, 50-grand opening, green stamps, white sails, Stanley Blacker, Black & Decker, what the heck deck the halls with? Hayatachi, Nakamichi, Sansui, Sony, Seiko, Sanyo, Panasonic, Instamatic, Automatic, Buttermatic, Merry Christmas, Praise the Lord, Almighty Dollar Days, Step in Line, 9-9, Calvin, Klein, Ann, Klein, Ann, Taylor, Lord, and Taylor, Good Lord. What have we done to Christmas?
and gentlemen, we interrupt this program for some commercials. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Bye.
King to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our see the day we bring
of glory.
See the day when
men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace.
So
peace on earth
when we come. Every child must be made. Every child must be made to care enough for his fellow man, to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true.
It's
for my child and your child too.
He'll see
the day of glory.
I play my day for him
when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace again.
Then
peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
Child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch
salvation brings. Let love
The King whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the son.